Can I just make my annual plea in the hope of someday someone will take notice of it? When I look at UK data, I notice that the largest single category of fatalities and weighted injuries on the railway is caused by personal slips, trips and falls. People falling over, tripping down staircases, looking at their mobile phones when in a crowded area. And if you turn that into risk management speak, you see that that really is the key thing to be addressed. I'm just looking at the data now, and I notice that fatalities while fatalities and weight injuries while involved in a train journey only account for about 3% of the total, whereas weighted trips, slips and falls accounts for almost 50% of the fatalities and weight injuries. I think those of us interested in a better railway need to take more note of this, A, because it's a high-risk area, but B, because it may guide us towards proper investment in the public side of railway infrastructure, in stations that are probably built, designed 120, 150 years ago and aren't really suitable for purpose any longer. And I think also, societally, we have a job to do, which is keep up with changing trends. 50 years ago, people didn't have smartphones. Today, if you observe people in railway stations or indeed in all public transport, most have their faces buried in the screen of their phone. So it's an appeal to you, Secretariat. Can you perhaps think if there's any way at all of starting to assess the impact in risk management terms of slips, trips and falls? I know that some member states are likely to be very sensitive about releasing this data, but it seems to me absolutely essential from a risk management perspective and from the welfare of people using the railway, both labour and passengers, that we take account of this. Thank you.